Hi, and welcome to another Time to Change video by The Practical Disciple. I'm John Arnold, and today we're going to talk again about the topic of clutter. In another video, I talked about clutter, and specifically I was talking about eliminating clutter by using 40 bags, filling up 40 grocery sacks in 40 days is the way that I did it, and I encourage you to do at least 10 or 12 bags, no more or no less than one a day for a series of set days. To eliminate things that are just taking up valuable space around you and that you really don't use. Now, there are some items of clutter that you don't want to get rid of. You just need to organize them so that you can productively find what you need when you need it. And I have a creative tool I use for doing that, and it came from a unique inspiration. My kids used to watch a show called A Big Comfy Couch, and on that show there was a clown named Lunette, and at the end of each episode she would look in the camera and say, "Who made this big mess?" And there'd be stuff laying all over the place, and she'd say, "Well, I guess I did, so I better pick it up." And then she said, "Time for a 10-second tidy." And then a clock would start ticking for 10 seconds, and Lynette would run around like mad, dashing about, shoving things into her big comfy couch and putting them away. And I looked at that and I thought, you know what, I can adapt that and use that at home. And I created what I call the 10-minute tidy. And I don't shove things in my couch the way Lynette did, but what I do is I set a timer. I'll set it on my phone, or I'll set it on the stove in my kitchen, depending on where I'm tidying up. And for 10 minutes, I just run around organizing and tidying what's out, putting things away. I have two teenage kids, a 16-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old son, and my wife and I are there in the house. And, you know, it's just really easy for us to come in the door and you're tired, you've been at school or you've been at work, you set a backpack down and maybe kick your shoes off and get a snack out and forget to put things away. And set the mail on the counter or on the kitchen table and walk away. And that stuff adds up and it takes away from you. It stresses you visually to be out all the time. And it takes energy away from you when you walk into a cluttered space and go, "Oh, I really should clean up." And what the 10-minute tidy does is systematically reduce that. I'll do a 10-minute tidy sometimes in the morning or sometimes at the end of the day. If things are a real mess, I might do two or three 10-minute tidies, but when I do, kind of like the bags of limiting myself to one at a time, when I do a 10-minute tidy, when that timer goes off, I stop. And that's mainly because I'm a very right-brain dominant person, and I could get totally lost. I could get started and get totally lost in wanting to do it all. But what I found is that if I'll resist that, and I'll get in a discipline of doing a 10-minute tidy daily or a couple 10-minute tidies during a day, it will eventually eliminate everything there, and it won't be so it won't be such an out-and-out effort and marathon to get it clean. It feels almost effortless because I'm just doing it in 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there. Now, I have a similar adaptation of it that I do for my office, and that's called a 10-minute TRAF. That's T-R-A-F. I first heard that term from a productivity organizational guru. I think her name was Stephanie Winston, and she talked about in your office taking time to toss, refer, act, and file. And in my office, almost always at the beginning of the day and oftentimes at the end of the day, I will do a 10-minute TRAF. And I'll once again set my timer on my phone, and for 10 minutes I will toss, refer, act, and file on any typically paperwork that's around my office. And I find when I regularly do this that when I have a discipline of it on a regular basis, that it keeps my office at a really good functional level of order and cleanliness. It's not unusual for me to walk out my door and have nothing on my desk or nothing on my library table. Now, if I hit a project crunch and I get messy and leave some things around, once the crunch is over, I will do two or three 10-minute tidies strategically placed in my day at times where it's not going to interrupt other work that I have. So that's the tip. I use a 10-minute tidy at home, a 10-minute trough at work. I highly recommend that today you start implementing one or both, depending on whether you're working at home or your office or both. And I guarantee that if you apply those consistently, the order of your space and the stress you feel because of disorder are going to radically change. So that's your tip today from Time to Change video series. And once again, I'm John Arnold at The Practical Disciple. See you in the next video.